Once upon a morning, there was a freshly brewed McCafe coffee. It was made with 100% Arabica beans, yet something was missing. Fear not, in the distance, a sausage McMuffin with egg rides toward the sunrise in quest for breakfast. The perfect pair met at McDonald's, and mornings were happy forever after. Right now, get a $1 small coffee and a $2 sausage McMuffin with egg from the $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. This is your hostess with the mostest, Carol J. Dunlop. I hope you are doing well. Here in Hotlanta, it's not really hot. It's kind of cold. But the sun is out, thank goodness, because we have been having an onslaught of rain. However, we don't have any snow. We got open streets. Everything is going well, and I hope you are doing awesome. I'm so excited today because, as I told you before, I started accepting sponsorships to my podcast because it's growing and I want to get the word out. And the very first person who decided, hey, I'm on board with this, is my guest that's going to come up in just a second, Beryl Pleasance. Now, I have given her this name, and whether she takes it or not is up to her, but I named her the chief image consultant with her company, Style with Plum. So I don't know if Beryl is okay with that or not, but I feel that that is exactly what she is. Because she taught me so much about image and looking good, and you don't have to break the bank to do it, and how important image is to you. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring Beryl on. Beryl, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. It's so good to have you here, and thank you so much for being my very first sponsor for the podcast. And as part of your doing that, I wanted to bring you on and let everyone know about you, what you do, and how they can get in touch with you. So this show is all about you today. It's all about you, baby.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So why don't we get started by you telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got into this business, the style consulting business, and what is it? We want to know.
Well, image consulting is to help people improve their image. You know, I read a beautiful quote, "I have yet to discover the job where it pays to look less than your best." And I think a lot of people just simply don't know. So they kind of default to just something that's comfortable, or they just don't have a clue what will make them look their very, very best. I have always loved clothes and made my first dress when I was 8 years old. And
oh, wow.
The zipper looked like it had been put in with my teeth, but other than and I did grow from there.
Well, that's good.
But I sewed my own clothes for a long time, made those for my daughter. And then when I was teaching school in Los Angeles, I took a class called the Psychology of Line and Design at UCLA. And it was a year-long class. And I would come home so excited, I couldn't get to sleep at night. So that kind of started. And from then on, I did a lot of research. Ultimately, as I had more time, I learned about AICI, which is Association of Image Consultants International, and went to a meeting, took their testing, and was able to to pass it and to become certified with them. And then I met Carla Mathis, with whom I studied. Actually, I have over 100 hours of study with her, but she is one of the top image consultants in the world. And it's just grown mm-hmm. from there. So it was natural that I would do my own thing. I'm the only one in the Atlanta area who is certified with Carla. And so it never ceases to be exciting, and I love working with each client because each one is so different, and their
right.
needs are different. So it's never-ending learning for me, and excitement about sharing the things that I know that will help them.
That is so awesome. That's what I found most intriguing about you when I first met you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why image is so important? I mean, I'm sure we all know, but we don't quite know it all. We think we do, you know, like when we're going on an interview, or if we just say, hey, I'm just going to run out and talk to a potential client. Why is image so important when we're doing those things?
Well, actually, the only way that somebody has to meet you or to know you and get to know a little bit about you is your first impression, which is only about 7 seconds. And if that
wow.
first impression is not good, it takes forever to change someone's mind and for them to get to know who you are. So what I try to do, I want to know who a person is, and then have them in the way they walk, the way they present themselves, the way they carry themselves, to have them present who they really are. So somebody, when they enter a room, people are going to get to know a little bit about you, and they have a general feeling of who are you, and they know if they want to get to know you better, which if you're carrying it off properly, they are going to want to know you better.
That is so true. I remember long, long, long time ago when I was a Mary Kay consultant, like who hasn't been a Mary Kay consultant, right? I remember reading her book, and she was talking about how you present yourself to the potential client who you're trying to, you know, I guess get money from in the end. And she
mm-hmm.
was saying that someone had scheduled an interview with her because they wanted to interview her for some article they were doing. And Mary Kay, of course, you know, in all her glamour, how she always kept herself totally on point when she went to see somebody. She said the girl sitting across from her was just, you know, in a raggedy jeans, you know, T-shirt. And Mary Kay, I think, asked her, you know, like, why are you looking like this? And she was like, well, you know, I'm just here to interview you. Nobody's looking at me. And she was like, you must always look your best, because that, like you said, that first impression, you can't get that out of your head. You know, and I always try to think about that. Now, I don't do it 100%, but I always try to think about that. When I'm presenting myself or walking into the room, I really want to own the room. I don't want to walk in there and people are like, oh, who is that? I want them to go, oh, my God, who is that?
Yeah, or even worse, when you walk into a room and no one even notices you. That's
yes.
even worse.
Yes. Yeah,
because
definitely.
You want to present yourself. You want to be seen, but you want to be seen in the right light, so that you want people thinking, oh, wow, I want to get to know her better. She looks like an
yeah.
interesting person.
Exactly, exactly. Now, this brings up one of the big questions and problems and issues that entrepreneurs and, you know, regular people, consumers, have every day. Why does it take people so much time to figure out what to wear in the morning? I mean, we have rows of clothes, you know, women, some men too, have rows of clothes, and we just stand there in front of the closet and go, oh, my God, I have nothing to wear. What is that all about, Beryl?
Well, it's funny that you would mention that, because almost every time I go to a new group of ladies and introduce myself, I will have several come up afterward and say, oh, I was embarrassed to meet you because I spent an hour in my closet this morning trying to figure out what to wear, and
oh,
I still didn't like what I did. You know, how do you get over that? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can help them. You should never do that. That's wasting your precious time. And especially if you don't end up with what you think is the right thing.
I know, that's even worse, right? You go stand there all that time and then you just settle on something and you go and you already feel defeated, sort of, you know.
Right.
You just, it's like your time is gone. So what are some tips that you could help us with so that we could not do that?
Statistics show that people wear only 20% of what's in their closet. Now, of course, this brings to mind, why aren't they wearing the rest of the things? But I think this, it's when you're not, you think of all that money that has been spent. And when I do closet edits, I almost always run into some people I will run into, 15 or 20 pieces of clothing that have brand new tags on them. And I have said, this doesn't work for you, but the good thing is you've got tags so you can take it back. And their response often is, well, I really can't because that's been in there for 4 years. And if you have 80% more clothes than what you're wearing, how much time does that take to go through and that doesn't fit, I don't like the way that looks on me, I don't have anything to wear with it, and all of those things that go through your mind, but you're wasting all of this time processing things that you're never going to put on your back.
Exactly. Time that we could be used, that we could use to, drink some coffee, spend time with our kids or our spouse, or get that last minute article written, or look for a new job, or something. How do we stop that? I want to cut that out.
Well, one of the things that I love to do is to show someone how to do a core wardrobe, and this works if you travel. You've got the formula for what to take in your travel, so you're prepared for any event, and don't have to have three suitcases to get you there, or if you're starting a new job and don't have an extensive wardrobe, or just any number of things. But you can have, if you have them well chosen, you can have 8 individual key pieces and make 27 different outfits out of them. Now, easy is that?
Really?
And how long? Yeah. How long does it take you to have to process? So the first thing you have to do, you really want to know what colors are good for you. What do you love? What are going to be good business colors? And I'm assuming that most people will have a job, and they need to have a work wardrobe, which would be the most important core piece. But if you take the colors, suppose you're cool toned, and you can take, say, the basic colors are navy, gray, and black for cool-toned. And I particularly, I would choose a darker gray, kind of a charcoal gray maybe. I love navy because of the psychology of what it presents. It has, it's a business look. And it's got some black in it, so it has power. But it also has positive connotations to it, too. So blue is the most universally liked color. So if you've got blue, the most universally liked, and you've got black, which is the ultimate power color. So, and because blue is universally liked, you've got, it's all positive. You shoot for the moon. You reach for the stars for your success. And in every religion, God is in the heavens. So it has a spiritual meaning. It has, and it has success and positive. And it's approachable so that you don't give the feeling that nobody can come up and talk to you or touch you. So it really is a great basic color. But if you have three bottoms... So you can have, a pair of slacks in one of those colors. You could have a skirt in one. And you could always have a dress, which is very versatile and can cover a lot of things, because the dress can look like a skirt, and you wear a little jacket over it, and it looks like a suit.
Right.
But you can also wear it out to dinner, or you can wear it to and change your jewelry, add scarves and things, and it will go. So if you're on a business trip and the group goes out to dinner, voila, you've got something to wear that transitions from a business meeting into out to dinner.
Wow.
And so if you have those three colors, three items, that's your basis for everything that you do. Then you can add three tops. And they could be, I'd use those in really pretty colors that are very flattering to you, but completely different. And probably one could be floral, if floral is good for you. Make sure that all of those tops will also coordinate beautifully with the colors of the bottoms, because you're going to have to wear these with different things. But as you change, if you don't need to be very formal, you don't need a jacket. But if it's, say you're in a business meeting in a hotel, you're going to be freezing to death for one thing. But
right.
The other thing is, if you'll need a jacket. So you can have two jackets, and I would do them quite differently. So you can wear them for warmth, but it also, if you just have a blouse or a top of some kind and a skirt or trousers, you're going to be a much more casually dressed person than if you add a little jacket. And so you add the jacket, you suddenly have upped your game to where you look like you're wearing a suit. So it's perfect if you know, if you're in an office and you've got clients that come in, but you've got a block of time that you want to do work at your desk, send emails and that kind of thing, or research, you don't need your jacket. And so you can dress a little more casually, and you'll still be comfortable, and you'll still look really good. And so that's your eight pieces that you can make and switch around into 27 different outfits. And then you add some jewelry or add scarves or other kinds of accessories, and you've almost got an infinite number of ways you could put it together.
I like that.
So
I really, really like that.
And then, of course, it just works. And we had moved. I had a lot of clothes, and I had a beautiful walk-in closet in a large home. Well, when we moved to a condo, and we started out sharing a small closet together, and then we did a closet organizer. So I didn't need to share the closet, but I had to cut my clothes down a lot. And it is a snap for me to get dressed in the morning, and yet I've got a small enough number of clothes, and they're diversified enough that I can tell, oh, I wore that to the last meeting for this organization. I want to wear something different.
Right.
And then you'll probably need some things for casual that don't fall into that eight. But usually most women, a couple of pair of jeans and some casual cute tops that you wouldn't be ashamed to be at the grocery store wearing or to wear out to a game or something like that, that will work. And then you can wear, unless you have an evening dress, if your lifestyle includes going to the theater occasionally or going out to a nice restaurant for dinner, you could always pull your dress from your eight pieces and add jewelry or maybe a pashmina or something, and you could wear that dress. And I would probably select, because I prefer navy, it's not as common as black, but navy or black, and have that be your basic in that arena. So that's your way to save time, and you don't even have enough items in your closet to get consternated for an hour on deciding what you're going to wear. You've got all things that fit
right.
you beautifully and look good on you.
Oh, I love that. That could save so much time. Now, we're not talking about breaking the bank to get these clothes, are we? Is there a special place you
no.
need to shop to get the clothes, or can you just anywhere?
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, I have a kind of a formula. I like quality, and I have some dresses
mm-hmm.
and things that I have had for 7 years, but
right.
they were very good quality. But
mm-hmm.
you don't have to go to H&M or Target or Walmart to get your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to some of the better stores. And
mm-hmm.
I love to shop Saks because, and down in the basement, they have, they're not as pricey. Well, and
right.
it doesn't look like down in the basement because they're, you know, they have Lafayette and Pesrico, which is one of my favorite ones now. It's a newer Italian designer, and they happen to fit
uh-huh.
me very well. But Ellie Tahari, they've got dozens of brands, and they bring in a lot of newer designers down there. But if you start watching these, at the end of a season, they keep bringing the prices down, and
mm-hmm.
it gets down to where you can get them 75% off. I have
wow.
a Lafayette dress that I got at last year. It was a $500 dress. I ended up getting it for less than $100.
Ooh,
so,
really?
And these
wow.
are good quality. yeah, these are really good mm. quality clothes. And the thing of it is, if you go in and they don't have your size, they can check,
mm-hmm.
and usually they will have another store that has your size. So you
mm-hmm.
can, or if it's in a wrong color or something. So you can order that, and if you get it and it doesn't fit or you don't like it, then you can take it back and get your money back on it or exchange it for something else. But that is the way to then. So you've got a beautiful quality piece that's going to
mm-hmm.
wear for several years, and
right.
you haven't paid an arm and a leg for it. So,
exactly.
so I do that
yeah.
a lot. And then if you want on this, you'll want to add things, but don't just buy something on impulse. And that's where
mm-hmm.
the trouble comes in, because then you get it home and say, oh my gosh, I don't have anything to wear with this. I've got to go out and buy something else now. And
mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
it just you get it home and it doesn't look nearly as good at home as it did
mm-hmm.
in the dressing room. But if it's been that deep markdown, you own it because you can't take that back. So So have a plan. Go and say, I need two tops. I have these. I want to do them in different colors that really look good on me. And so when you're shopping,
right.
don't succumb to that big sale or to impulse and say, oh, isn't that adorable? And you get it home and there's nothing to wear it with. So keep your plan and keep your impulses in control.
In check. Well, it's
yeah,
kind of like adding
absolutely.
To the family, you know? Yeah, it's kind of like adding to the
mm-hmm.
family. If you have a family in the, like, you're cool, which I am, because I love navy blue and black. You're speaking to me. You know, those colors.
Mm-hmm.
I even have a charcoal gray dress that I love to wear. So if I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for, maybe I need a jacket with that and a top that I could wear with my suit. If I go out and that's what I'm looking for, then that's the only thing that I get, because the other stuff I get, I'm not going to wear. Or, you know, just, then you just throw money away.
Yeah.
You're not benefiting
exactly.
from it. Cool. Awesome. Okay. Now
yeah, that's exactly.
We are
it does take a little discipline.
yeah, it does. It does. I'm telling you. So I'm going to be even more disciplined now. But I wanted everyone to know how they can get in touch with you, because we've only got a few minutes left here. I mean, you've been so remarkable in showing and showcasing your information. But how can people get in touch with you? And when they do, what can they expect? You know, like, what kind of services do you offer?
Yeah, well, I do. I have a website, which is www.stylewithaplomb, all like it were one word, .com, and
mm-hmm.
I show some services there. And So I offer consultations. I can give you an individual basic consultation that gives you a lot of information and sets you on your way. Or I have a much more in-depth consultation, and that which the color fan, you get a color fan with this, and then lots of information on how to choose what's best for you and how to showcase you above all else. And then one of my absolute favorite things is doing workshops. And these are more for companies. So if you've got a company that has a group of ladies that would like to up their game on how they're dressing, I can come in and do six of you together, which is always fun because you're learning from each other, and then you get to see it repeated on different people. So you really retain the information. But the workshop and the other thing is there some of these are a little more expensive than others, so you can always do a series of payments so that you don't have to just bruise your credit card the very first thing. You can work this into your budget as you go along.
Because it's going to last a lifetime. Once you learn, you know, your colors, what family you're in, you get your basics down, and I'm sure speaking with you, Beryl, and getting to know what looks best on you, I mean, you can use this forever and ever and ever. You know, it's just like getting a blueprint for a house or something. You're building on it, right?
Right, exactly. And, of course, on the building, like your basic wardrobe, your core wardrobe, you always, as you see things, just keep in mind what is going to extend that and give you the greatest mileage. And so keep in mind as you go, oh, look at the sale on that. Oh, there is the exact thing I need to go with this. And so suddenly you've just added a whole new dimension to what you've been wearing.
I love that. I love that. I don't think it's anything like having a plan when you're out and knowing, oh, there's a great sale, but I don't have to buy anything, or there's a great sale, let me see if I need something to add to my family of clothes, and you get it back home, and it's great. It fits. I mean, you don't have to have like a total, I guess, 10 foot by 10 foot walk-in closet with all these clothes and 80% of the things you don't wear. You can actually look at the things and know, like you say, no. And I have to say, you guys, you can't see Beryl, but she always looks fabulous. From the moment I first met her, her style, her hair, her makeup, everything just looks great and on point. So she's a great billboard. So I want you to really take advantage of her services, because I remember long ago when they used to talk about the colors and the color wheel and stuff, and then it kind of, you know, in the regular consumer eyes, kind of went away. But it should never go away, because we can never look too good. There's always something. Even for all of us, for those of you who are listening out there now, who own your own business, you're an entrepreneur, you do have things that you go to. You know, I just spoke at an event this past Saturday where I had to, you know, bring out my outfit and look good and walk into the room and own the room and all that. And I did that. I want y'all to know I did that. So just because you work for yourself doesn't mean that you don't look good. You may be in your pajamas at home, but when you go out or when you have someone in, you know, you got to look good. And, you know, by the way, I never work in my pajamas. I don't. I get up and get dressed. I don't work in my pajamas.
Well, one other quick thing is I do write a weekly blog, which you can subscribe to on my website. And I try to give style hints and things so that I try to make it a little different so that you're always learning something. And also, if you call, my phone number is on the website. It's 404-428-2527. But you can call me for a half an hour consultation over the phone, and we can talk about what your needs are and what would help you the most to make your appearance look the make you the very best you can be. So I welcome calls and a chance to meet you over the phone, and if it seems like a service is right for you, then we can talk about that. If not, you've learned a couple of things that have been puzzling you.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Beryl. You've been amazing and awesome. I loved having you on. And please, everyone, go to Beryl's website, stylewithaplomb.com, and please take advantage of her. I mean, you don't get up close to these people like this all the time. So she's giving you her phone number. You can call her. What's your phone number once again, real quick, Beryl?
404-428-2527.
That's perfect. Thank you so much again, Beryl, for joining us. It's been awesome. And, again, I learned so much about my wardrobe, and I know I'm on the right track. So everyone, thanks again. Thanks for joining us. Beryl, and everyone, have a great weekend out there.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.